Welcome to this exclusive Game Day Live interview. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Stephen Ridley. And Stephen, you guys have had the Philadelphia Eagles here all week. Another joint practice session, but a little different this week with the referees. What were you able to take away from that, if anything, and how it helped you guys at practice?
It got us really focusing on game-like experiences, and that's what our coach really wanted. We had one example where coaches got on us for, not having the knee pads in and something small that you wouldn't think of. But it's something that they've made a rule change on in this major this year, and we have to, if we plan on playing that week, we have to have the knee pads in. And it's just small things like that that it makes you aware before you take the field that you need to get practice reps on prior to game time so you don't have those mistakes when it's critical and it's time to go out there and perform.
Yeah, I got to remember that on game day.
No doubt.
But what were some of your off-season goals, and were you able to accomplish those? Are you happy with where you are at this stage in the preseason?
Can't say I'm happy right now because I only had probably two plays last week. But as far as weight-wise and as far as where the team's at and the way that we're working, I think we're moving in the right direction. So it's a lot of football to be played. We hadn't had our starters on the field just yet, but hopefully we'll be able to say that we've made a step in the right direction after tomorrow night when we get out there and play against the Eagles. But that's a great ball club, and they're going to come in here with a very explosive offense and a great team. So we're going to have to go out there and play ball, but we'll see where we stand after this week, and hopefully, it'll be moving in the right direction.
And talk to me a little bit about the competition at running back. You guys have some rookies in there. How have they challenged you, and what have you been able to learn from them?
We're deep in the running back room. I like it, but I'll still say this. I'm probably one of the slower backs in the room. So these guys that we have that have come in, James and, of course, Shane Vereen and Brandon Bolden, we have Roy Finch and, James, we're all doing a great job at working hard. And these guys are coming in, and we've been striving just to really work on this passing game and making us complete backs. Running should be secondary to us and because we're running backs. But we need to be involved in all three phases, and that's our blitz pickup. That's catching the ball. And that's what we really have been focusing on these first few weeks of camp and what coach has been, stressing to us that it's important as well.
All right, last question. Anything fun, unique that you like to do? Any superstitions before game day, whether it's a playlist, a meal, anything out of the ordinary that you do?
I'd have to say I make a game day playlist every week.
Give us a song on there. What's on there?
Oh, man.
What pumps you up? What gets you going?
A game day song that I have to hear every week. I would go with Sail right now. It's a pretty good one.
Okay.
And, it's a rock song, a little bit different, but it really does get you going. I heard it at a UFC fight I went to with Chandler, with his brother.
Oh, okay.
And ever since I heard it that day, it's kind of stuck with me. But we do a lot of hip-hop, a lot of rah-rah music.
All
but
right. You got to get going. Hip-hop and rah-rah. Take note of that. Okay, we got it. All right, good luck. Thank you very much
it. Y'all have
for
a good
joining
one.
Us. All right, guys, so Stephen Ridley, there you have it. Unlike last week against the Washington Redskins in Virginia, Rob Gronkowski was on the practice field this week. His health, still something to monitor, and his status, still uncertain right now for game day. Now, Jimmy Garoppolo did see extended reps earlier in the week with Ryan Mallett not being on the first 2 days of practice, Sunday and Monday. Of course, all three quarterbacks, whether they'll play or not, is still something to be seen. However, I personally would like to see Garoppolo in another game situation. He appeared to have more confidence on the field this week. Now, one area to monitor is the linebacker group. Jerod Mayo was not present during the few days of the joint practice sessions with the Eagles. So the linebackers, the depth, will be tested on Friday against the Eagles. That'll do it for this exclusive Game Day Live report. Enjoy the game.